The Plattsburgh City Charter is a 94-page document originally drafted in 1902 that determines the boundaries of the city and its governmental structure. But the charter has not been updated in decades and needs modernization. Mayor James Calnon has appointed 12 city residents to scour the charter and recommend changes.
On the one hand, there are some changes to the charter that I think need to be done just to modernize it. Those are the kinds of things that a city council can do, but there has always been, every 4 or 5 years, sometimes every 10 years, discussions about form of government. We've had a couple of conversations already in 2014 at the council table about terms of office and those kinds of things. And so it's time to take a look at them. We've asked these people to really take a look at the whole thing, and we're going to give them, you know, some of the things that all of us on the council think are important. We'll be asking our city department heads to chip in. And certainly folks in the community are going to have ample opportunity to tell people what they want. Some of the recommendations will probably go back to the council for simple changes. The big issues will go to referendum, we hope, in the fall.
Monday evening was an organizational meeting to clarify legal questions and determine subcommittee work. Commission Chair Luke Seifers says the idea of revising the charter is fairly daunting.
There are references to the Village of Plattsburgh, which no longer exists, and it's been a living document for more than 100 years, and we want to make sure that it's updated and brought into this century. And what I think the whole committee is going to enjoy about the process is, while it's really important, it's going to be kind of fun. It's not every day or every year that you get a chance to just look at your whole form of government and see if it might need some alterations or some tweaking or just some editing.
Seifers notes that one of the major questions the commission will determine is whether Plattsburgh would be better served by changing from a mayor-council to city manager and council form of government.
There are a lot of municipalities our size that use a city manager. And right now, I mean, speaking for myself, and I think for the rest of the committee, we have a really open mind about this issue, and we're just going to now start to gather some facts and try to figure out what the best option is to put before the voters.
Retired math teacher Rod Sherman of Ward 4 quickly volunteered to be on the committee researching form of government.
We need to make that decision first. Do we stay with the way we have now, a strong mayor and common council, or do we work with a city manager? That's a key question, I think, to answer. I think it's our responsibility as a committee to really research that out and have the dialogue with the public at some point through our forums and let the public tell us which way they want to go, and then spend our time working with whichever form of whichever charter we need to do, whether it's going to be the city manager or a charter with a strong mayor common council.
Ward 3 resident Kelly Donahue is excited to be part of potential change and transformation.
We all have a constitutional bylaw. For us as a city, it's the charter. And being able to look at how we govern and where we move forward is really, I think, a huge challenge. But it's also an exciting time for, I think, the city of Plattsburgh and the citizens. And I'm just glad I'm a part of that.
A link to more information is at WAMC.org. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.